Late that night, when most other creatures were abed, Tansy presided over a meeting of the Abbey Elders in Cavern Hall, a smaller, more comfortable venue. While they were gathering, she took the opportunity to murmur to Crackle.
What price a swift kick in the bustle now, Mom? I think Viola behaved magnificently tonight in Great Hall. There's a lot more to our infirmary sister than most beasts would think. Do you agree?
The squirrel recorder nodded vigorously.
Indeed there is. She can be a proper little firebrand when she wants. All right, Mother Abbess, I'll eat my words. I'd sooner shake her by the paw than kick her in the bustle.
Deep into the small hours, they sat debating the issue of the south wall, its possibilities and its perils. The meeting ended with Diggum's irrefutable mole logic.
Well, so be it. Ossens can't do anything till we finds out what make the wall go all of a wobble. I'm thinking Ossens won't be able to do that proper, lest us gets a good night's sleep.
Arvin tossed and turned in his bed, the question of the wall troubling him greatly, until finally sleep took over and he settled down. In his dreams, he was visited by Martin the Warrior, the guiding spirit of Redwall Abbey. Martin was the warrior who had been instrumental in founding Redwall long ages before. The dust of countless seasons had blown over his grave, though his image was still fresh on the wall tapestry of Great Hall. It was often in times of trouble and crisis that he would appear in dreams to one or another Redwaller of his choosing, comforting and counselling them. On this night, however, his words carried a warning to Arvin. Looming through the mists of slumber, the warrior mouse strode, armoured and carrying his legendary sword. Arvin instinctively knew there would be a message for both him and the abbey, and as he watched Martin draw near, a great sense of peace and well-being swept over him. He felt like some small creature folded within the security of a figure that was old, wise, compassionate, and above all, safe. The warrior spoke.
Watch you ever the southlands, and beware when summertide falls. A price will be paid for these stones we hold dear, though war must not touch our walls.
Arvin had no recollection of his dream the next day,